This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we discovered an impact thought. Input determines output. What we put into our minds and hearts will determine what comes out of our lives. We'll be known by our fruit. But Jesus taught by using parables. Normal means of input, seeing and hearing, doesn't guarantee those things we're exposed to will be stored in our hearts and transform our lives. Notice, Jesus says in Matthew 13:13, though seeing, they do not see, though hearing, they do not hear or understand. Then he explains in verse 15, this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. What he means is this: a calloused heart short-circuits good input. You must give attention to what you hear and choose to keep your eyes open and focused on what you see. Understanding comes with deliberate concentration and heart openness. Once you understand with your heart, you must respond to the truth and turn or repent. You must choose to let the truth change you. That kind of heart and mindset prompts Jesus to heal. Applying this to our lives means we need to pray for attentive ears, open eyes, discerning hearts, and responsive wills if we want God to transform our lives. In our modern world, noise pollution and sound bites with pictures flaring across a screen make it difficult to get the message from God. So be careful as you read and study the Bible.